This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The question the Federal Reserve's been wrestling with, lo, these many months and years, in its meeting that wraps up tomorrow, interest rates and what to do with them, isn't only a challenge for the American Central Bank. We got some news from the Bank of Japan today along those lines. It's going to ease up on what it calls its yield curve control policy, basically a limit on interest rates that the BOJ has been enforcing since 2016. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains, number one, how it works, and number two, whether something similar might ever happen here.
Japan's government issues short-term and long-term debt, just like our Treasury Department does. You can get 2- and 5-year bonds, or 10- to 30-year ones. And until recently, the Bank of Japan was trying to keep the interest rates on all of those low.
To increase aggregate demand, consumption, capital spending, right?
That's Sayuri Shirai, an economics professor at Keio University in Tokyo and a former board member of the Bank of Japan. Shirai says the central bank keeps a lid on interest rates by buying bonds. That pushes their prices up and their yields down. For instance, if the BOJ thinks interest rates are getting too high,
the Bank of Japan will come in and they purchase a limited amount of Japanese government bonds.
In the U.S., the Federal Reserve does have a lot of influence over very short-term bond yields. But long-term ones, like 5 or 10 or 30-year, those yields are determined by supply and demand in the bond market.
The market's expectation of economic outcomes, the market's expectation of inflation.
That's Tim Dewey, an economics professor at the University of Oregon. He says there's been discussion about the Fed exerting more control over long-term yields. Early in the pandemic, when short-term bond yields were already low and the economy was shut down, the Fed was looking for tools to support the economy even further.
And one idea was that you could continue to ease monetary policy by basically saying, okay, now we're going to target 1-year rate. We're going to target 5-year rates.
And on until long-term interest rates came down. But once the U.S. economy started booming, the whole yield curve control idea fell by the wayside.
The economy is in a different space than it was prior to the pandemic, and I would be very surprised to see this conversation come back for the U.S.
And now that Japan is loosening its grip on its own long-term bond yields, yield curve control could be on its way out there, too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.